South Dakota Public Broadcasting, sdpb.org.
House Transportation Meeting will come to order. Today, first of all, good morning to the big crowd out there that we have, and to welcome to the internet listeners as well. Just a reminder, make sure that your cell phones are turned off, and the secretary will call the roll.
Elliott.
Here.
Ironclad.
Here.
Kopp.
Here.
Lang.
Here.
McLaughlin.
Here.
Martin Nordstrup.
Here.
Russell. Shrimp.
Here.
Steele.
Here.
Street.
Here.
Hershio.
Here.
Junkie.
Here.
Krebs.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Quorum is present. At this time, I'm sure you all entertained yourself by reading the minutes. So moved by Representative Street, seconded by Representative Elliott. All those in favor of the approval of minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes so are approved. And just a reminder, we have two bills on the docket today, Senate Bill 23 and Senate Bill 30. For those of you that are here to testify in favor or opposition of those two bills, please sign in at the back of the entrance. We have one gentleman that's going to cover everything, it looks like. So at this time, I guess, well, you know what? We need to do our pages. Yeah, thank you, Mr. Junkie. A couple pages here we'd like to recognize. Thad is from Yankton, and Aaron is from Canton. If you guys please stand up, and we'll utilize you some way, shape, or form. All righty. We'll start with then Senate Bill 23 is an act to revise the state trunk highway system brought to the Committee on Transportation at the request of the Department of Transportation. Are there proponents? Testimony to Senate Bill 23.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, members of the committee. My name is Bill Nevin. I'm with the Department of Transportation. Madam Chair, with your permission, I do have one handout for the committee.
Proceed.
Senate Bill 23 is one of DOT's standard housekeeping bills that we typically have each session. One or two bills to make minor changes to the state trunk highway system, typically to conform to or as a result of construction projects preceding that. SDCL 31-4-1 provides that before any segment of road can be taken off the state trunk highway system, there must be an agreement in place with the local government unit to transfer jurisdiction and maintenance responsibility over that road to that local government unit. Typically, such agreements are entered into following construction or reconstruction or other improvements that are made on a segment of road that no longer really meets a state highway function, but rather functions more as a collector for local traffic in that area. In March of 2007, the department entered into an agreement with Edmonds County to transfer South Dakota Highway 134 to Edmonds County. This is a segment of road approximately 3.1 miles long. It begins at US Highway 212 west of Minna Lake and goes north and east around the lake and ends at the Brown County line, which is 373rd Avenue. And if you'll look on that map that I handed out, that green segment there is the piece of road that we're talking about, that South Dakota Highway 134. As part of this agreement, the Department of Transportation reconstructed two structures on this road segment, one approximately 0.6 miles west of the Brown County line, the other approximately 1.4 miles west of the Brown County line. In addition, we also built a pedestrian bike path adjacent to 134 between Sunset Drive and Nesbitt Drive. The agreement provided that following construction or following completion of these improvements, that Edmonds County would then take over jurisdiction and maintenance responsibility for that road. In addition, the agreement provided that DOT would provide a lump sum payment to Edmonds County for future overlay or chip seal maintenance purposes on the road. However, Edmonds County has the discretion to use that money for whatever highway uses that they deem most appropriate in their area. The project was completed in 2008, so in accordance with the terms of the agreement, we're now seeking removal of this segment from the state highway system. And Madam Chair, that completes my testimony. I'll stand by if there are any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Further proponents to Senate Bill 23. Further proponents to Senate Bill 23. Seeing none, I will open for opponent testimony on Senate Bill 23. Opponent testimony to Senate Bill 23. Opponent testimony to Senate Bill 23. Seeing none, at this time I will close public testimony and open up for committee questions. Representative Kopp.
This is for Mr. Nevin, obviously. Don't see too many other people out there. I'm assuming that this is a paved highway.
I believe it is, yes.
It is. And since Edmonds County is going to take over the maintenance of this, does this mean they will keep it in repair, or does this mean it basically is just going to fall by the wayside and become somewhere along a trail as time passes on?
Madam Chair.
Mr. Nevin.
It means, Representative, that from this point forward, Edmonds County would be responsible, legally responsible, for maintenance on the highway.
Madam Chair.
Proceed.
Thank you. So, basically, then Edmonds County then will be allowed to just, if they want to let this road fail and become a dirt trail, that will be up to them.
Mr. Nevin?
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, as long as in doing that they have not violated any state statute concerning the responsibility for counties to maintain roads in the county.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Follow up, Mr. Kopp?
No, ma'am.
All right. Representative McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Along that same line, what are the state requirements that are usually imposed when that transfer is made? Could you elaborate and tell us in not detail, but in general what they are?
Madam Chair, I'll try to do that briefly. State statute provides that roads for which the highway jurisdiction is responsible, if there is a damage to the road or that it falls into such disrepair as to create a hazard, the highway jurisdiction is responsible for taking steps to protect people and property from being injured as a result of that hazard and to remedy the danger or the disrepair that exists. Now, that being said, there is also a state statute that authorizes the Board of County Commissioners to designate segments of road as minimum maintenance. And therefore, by posting that road, they could provide only the bare level of maintenance that they, in their discretion, deemed appropriate. I hope that sort of answers your question.
Follow up. Is the road in decent shape right now? And it, with continued maintenance, should remain that way. Is that correct?
Mr. Nevin?
Madam Chair, that's my understanding, Representative McLaughlin, that the road is in decent shape at this point. And again, as I indicated, we have provided them some money for future maintenance costs to do a new overlay at such time as they deem that's necessary, or a chip seal. Although, as I indicated, they do have discretion to use that for their other highway needs as well.
Follow up, Representative McLaughlin. Representative Steele, and then we have Lang and Elliott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not sure how this works on when we swap from county to state and state to county and swap back. Why are we swapping back and forth to start with? Can you give us a little bit of background on that, how that process works? Why are we all of a sudden doing this?
Well, in this case, we're not swapping. We're simply turning over a segment of the road to them, primarily because it really serves a local function as a collector road to provide movement for local traffic, as opposed to a state function. So that's the reason why we're doing that. And obviously it takes the county's agreement to accept that jurisdiction responsibility. And so typically in that situation, we will agree to the county, with the county, to make certain repairs, to bring it into pretty good condition before they're agreeing to take it over, to minimize their costs.
Follow-up, Manager.
Yes, Representative.
Thank you. I guess I said swap because we had one just a while back where it was going from the county was wanting the state to take it over. So that's what I was wondering, how this process works, that we're swapping these things back and forth like that from one to the other. And if it's not on a state road, I don't know why we have it in the state. So sounds like a good idea.
Representative Elliott.
Mine was basically the same question. However, I want to. There's a little section that's marked in green, in the southern part of Highway 12. Is that section also taken out as far as the state's responsibility?
Mr. Nippon.
Madam Chair, Representative Elliott, I don't believe so, based on my interpretation of this. Map that I handed out. I believe only that green segment up there indicated with those arrows are proposed for removal from the state trunk highway system. Why that other small segment of green exists on the southern end of the lake, I'm not certain at this time. I can sure find that information out for you, though.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Representative Elliott?
No further questions. Thank you.
Mr. Never, maybe you could just clarify that for her because I know that she represents that area. That would be nice to make sure we don't have a mistake there.
I would be happy to do that.
Good. Further questions of the committee? Representative Steele. Oh, Representative Lang had a question. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just struggling with the rationale as to why Edmonds County would want to take on this responsibility. And it seems like we're creating a patchwork of responsibility here that doesn't seem to make sense to me.
Mr. Niven?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lang, I can't speak for the county. I'm not sure what their motivations were for reasons for agreeing to take over this segment of state highway. In fact, I think there are those that might argue that this really reduces the patchwork effect that you're talking about by providing that this is now going to be a local road rather than part of the state highway system.
Follow-up, Mr. Lang? Follow-up, Representative Lang?
No, I continue to be baffled.
Representative Steele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm assuming then that this part in green does have a state highway number now, and we're removing that. Was it an alternate route for 12, or why is it even there to start with?
It's, Madam Chair.
Mr. Levin.
It is State Highway 134. That segment constitutes okay. State Highway 134 until such times it might be taken off the system.
Follow up, is it, Madam Chair? Does that totally eliminate that one then? That's the only section there is of that 134, you said?
Mr.
That's
Evan.
It?
That is my understanding, Representative Steele.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, and this is for Bill, of course. Two questions. One, it looks like, you know, circumventing the lake there, are those bridges, culverts, or what kind of structures are we dealing with? Are you unable to answer that?
Mr.
Evan. I believe they are small bridges, Representative Junkie, but I wouldn't swear to that. And again, that's information that I can certainly provide to you.
Follow up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These counts that were given are, this looks like a recreation area. Do you average those over a 365 day, or were these taken in the summer? Are they taken in the, you know, like this time of the year, I would assume 134 would be less utilized than, say, June, July, and August.
Madam Chair,
Mr.
My understanding is it's the average daily traffic, and I assume that's taken over longer than just the summertime.
Thank you.
Further questions of the committee?
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have one last question on this. What are you going to do about the GPSs that will show this is State Highway 134.
Mm-hmm. Madam Chair, Representative Kopp, that is completely beyond my area of knowledge.
I understand, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Mr. Nevin, I have a question as well. I think this is something that we've, you know, being in the Transportation Committee, we do hear this quite a bit, not necessarily swaps, but do typically does the State Department of Transportation go to the counties, or do the counties come to you and say that we would like to do this? And obviously you heard in his testimony, members of the committee, that in return that the State Department of Transportation reconstructed a line by the county, Brown County line, and they built a pedestrian bike path around 134 as well as part of the agreements. So two parts. First of all, what was the lump sum payment that you gave to Edmonds County? And second of all, do typically the counties come forth, or did the state go to them?
Madam Chair, the answer to your first question is $821,000.
Okay.
The answer to your second question is it really goes both ways. Sometimes it's initiated by the county in discussions with them, and I would imagine there are times when the state initiates that discussion with the local officials.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Further questions of the committee?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Representative Shrimp.
Thank you. In this case, do you think maybe that the state is kind of forcing the county into doing this, or?
Madam Chair? No, I do not, Representative.
All right. At this time, we'll close committee questions. We'll move to question discussion, or excuse me, committee discussion and or action. Mr. Russell.
I'm somewhat troubled by this. When I was an intern here, I don't know, it's been 20 years ago, I was assigned to the Transportation Committee, and I remember a big fight that occurred where the state was trying to take off of the trunk system some state highway in down near Winter. And then earlier this year we heard how the state had duped or talked into, I think, the Millett County Board of Commissioners into agreeing to take a portion of highway that essentially it went from Porcupine all the way up to the interstate from Highway 18, and just take a 12 or 7 mile section off of there, and you heard how they can't afford to maintain it, and they took the bait, essentially, is the way I saw it. And those poor guys were in here trying to get it back onto the system because they can't afford it. They don't have a tax base down there. Half their land in that county is Indian reservation, which they can't tax. So anyway, I'll not be supporting this, because my fear is that what we have going on is we've got kind of a carrot situation where we're baiting these people into taking some money, some upfront cash, and then relieving ourselves of long-term responsibilities, and especially for an area where you've got a state recreation area. And this isn't my part of the state. I've probably never been on this road, but I have serious concerns based upon the previous testimony from the Millett County Commissioners. I noticed that the folks from Eureka or up in this country aren't here and aren't opposing it, and I understand that, but I will not be supporting this. Thank you.
For the discussion of the committee. Representative Versio.
Thank you. I've been kind of involved in situations like this in our area up in the hills, and although I don't know this to be a fact, I've got to believe this is kind of a horse trade for a bike trail. And I'm sure it was done in good faith on both sides, so I think that's the real reason behind this, and like I said, I don't know that for a fact, and in referring to my colleague's problem with the other road, I think that road was fine until the county decided to chip seal that one 12-mile section, then it got all torn up. It was a great gravel road, and they got it. They put the hard surface on it, and then when it broke up, they couldn't afford to fix it, so I'm not sure that there was any malintent on the state there, but I can tell you for a fact, because of being on the Mickelson Trail, that a bike path is a huge, huge draw to a recreation area. And I think they probably got a pretty good deal out of that. Thank you.
Representative Street.
I move to pass.
There's a due pass motion on House Bill, Senate Bill 23, seconded by, due pass motion by Representative Street, seconded by Representative Junkie. Further comments on the motion?
My comment is that if the county wasn't very happy about this, they should be out here testifying. The validity of the bike path is something that I don't know about, but if that's something those folks want, I know Minna Lake is a very highly regarded recreational area, and if that's something those folks want, who am I to oppose that?
Further discussion on the due pass motion. Representative Ironcloud?
Committee, maybe you can help me here. Am I assuming that they assumed that this was going to go through, so the money changed hands, and then the second part is they come up now to get approval?
Clarify your question, Representative Ironcloud. Who's they?
The county and the Transportation Department.
I'm still not following your question.
I guess, I'm sorry about this. The $800,000 that they were given to the county, and I guess my question is that they assume that this legislation would be approved, so they have already planned to.
Yes. Okay. There we go. Yes. Yes, Representative Ironcloud. I'm assuming that upon approval of this legislation, that they would this would be part of the deal. I'm sure the transaction of the money has not occurred until approval of the legislation, but that is the proposal, the sum for the payment. Further questions? Discussion. Representative Navstra.
Since this is pretty close to my district, I haven't heard anything against this. And to answer Representative Kopp's question, if the county doesn't maintain this road, there's a lot of people in that area that are going to be screaming pretty loud. So I don't see any reason not to pass this bill.
Further discussion, Representative Steele.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would be supporting of this bill. As I remember, that Porcupine Interstate one, seems to me that was a straight shot on a state highway, and it never should have went to the county to start with. Should have been a state road. But this one totally goes off at Highway 12. It's something all by itself, and I see no reason, as long as both of them agree with that this shouldn't be passed. Thank you.
For the discussion on the due pass motion, Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I appreciate the comments from the esteemed member from District 30 in Hot Springs, and because I had reservations, but now that I look at the map, visualize it, this is 134 in its entirety from the beginning to the end. And we're not segmenting a 6 mile or 7 mile section out of the middle of a border to border state highway system. And I'm assuming there's other little feeder lines that come off of 134 that must either be a state park system or a county highway to begin with. So this is probably a no-brainer, basically because it's in its entirety, not segmenting it off and leaving a segment to the counties. So that's why I second it, and that's why I'll be supporting it, versus the one we had with Representative Lucas the other day, where it was from Norris to 44 and some of these other things, the patchwork we have in the state. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Junkie. For the discussion on the due pass motion. For the discussion on the due pass motion on Senate Bill 23. Comments from the chair, and thank you, committee, for asking good questions, because a lot of us are new on this committee, so we do need to know and clarify. This is a segment road. It's almost like a bypass or almost like a loop, and being it not a full, complete one highway that would be artery from one town to another, this is truly a collector road, and it is for collector of local traffic. So it's truly fit for a more of a local organization to maintain that as well. And as our good representative from the Department of Transportation, Mr. Nevin, clarified, some of the requirements is that, first of all, that the State Department of Transportation bring it up into good condition. Part of this agreement is from Edmonds County saying that they did get, of course, the reconstruction on the Brown County Line Road and also on the pedestrian bike path around 134, plus the lump sum money of $821,000. So with that being said, the county not here to oppose this legislation, the agreement is then for, seemed hence, in agreement for the counties as well. There are obviously other instances where we need to look at that. As our good friend from Fall River County stated, Representative Russell clarified, maybe we do need to look at state trunk systems that are segments right in the middle of a state highway, and why is it taken out, and we need to clarify, and that's our job here. That was a transaction that was completed back in the 70s, I believe, and so with that being said, this is something different. It is something we want to take off this trunk system because it's more of a collector road. But in further instances, I'm glad my good committee will be astute to watch that they're not versus collector roads versus our arteries. The motion before you is on Senate Bill 23, a do-pass motion. The secretary will call the roll. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Elliott?
Aye.
Ironclad?
Aye.
Cobb?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
McLaughlin?
Aye.
Nordstrom?
Aye.
Russell?
No.
Shrimp?
No.
Steele?
Aye.
Street?
Aye.
Verschio?
Aye.
Junkie?
Aye.
And Krebs?
Aye.
11-2.
Senate Bill 23 receives a due pass recommendation on 11-2 to vote. You know what? We will sign that. Representative Elliott, is that your back door, your neighborhood? Is this your area? I would have you carry this on the floor, if you wouldn't mind. Senate Bill 23, and Representative Navstrup and our, it would be our contact and our caucus. Moving on, Senate Bill 30. To repeal the requirement that the Department of Transportation file a copy of the official state trunk highway map with every county auditor, brought to the Committee on Transportation at the request of the Department of Transportation. Are there proponents to Senate Bill 30?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Again, Bill Nevin with the Department of Transportation. SDCL 31-4-13. Requires the Department of Transportation to prepare and maintain in PIR an official map of the state showing the state trunk highway system as it exists in Chapter 31-4. That statute further requires that the Department of Transportation file a copy of that map with every county auditor. We're also required to then notify every auditor whenever there is any alteration made to the state trunk system so that the local auditors can then alter the map they have to reflect each change. The purpose of this is informational. These requirements have not really been followed for a number of years now. Information handling has changed with technological advances, and the need to send out maps really no longer exists and in fact is not wanted by the county auditors. The official map of the state trunk highway system is readily available on the state's website, and it is always current. Most auditors don't want any more paper, given the technology for electronic record keeping and communication. Rocky Hook, who is the program manager for inventory management at the Department of Transportation, has spoken directly about this bill with Mr. Eric Erickson, the executive director of the South Dakota Association of County Officials. Mr. Erickson advised that his organization has no problems or concerns whatsoever about Senate Bill 30. They also prefer the website access. And so we're requesting that this statute be amended to eliminate that requirement to provide a hard copy to each county. With that, Madam Chair, I'll stand by for any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Nevin. Further proponents to Senate Bill 30. Further proponents to Senate Bill 30. Further proponents to Senate Bill 30. Moving on to opponent testimony on Senate Bill 30. Opponent testimony on Senate Bill 30. Seeing none, I'll close public testimony and open up for committee questions. Representative Ironclad. Mr.
Nevin. Thank you, Chair. I'm new here. This is my first time. I just had a question in regards to the process. Is it a pretty common process that you come before a committee with no documentation? You say, like, the previous, like, the county, you know, wanted to to go with this previous action, but we have nothing in writing, and the same thing what you're saying here, the county auditors want this, but there's no written information, and it's just your words saying that that's true?
Mr. Niven?
Representative Iron Cloud, I do not have any written documentation that the county prefers the website. However, I am being truthful, I guess, in representing the information that has been provided to me.
Follow up?
Yeah, just a suggestion. Maybe in the future it would be nice to have something from these parties stating that this is what they want. You know, like every other legal, you know, contract agreement that's in, both parties agree. I just wanted to make that comment. Thank you.
Further questions of the committee? Representative Elliott.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It doesn't state in here anywhere that it would be on the website. Is it just assumed that's going to happen?
Madam Chair, the statute requires the state to maintain that official map, and we maintain it on our website. I guess that's all I can tell you.
Follow
Thank
up?
You.
Representative Steele, did you have a question? Further questions of the committee? At this time, I'll close committee questions and open up for committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Elliott.
I don't know how to say this. Do pass.
Yes, Representative Elliott has a motion for a do pass motion on Senate Bill 30. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Steele. Comments on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 30.
I think anything that can save us some paper, especially at the county level, is important. I know we use a lot of paper here in the Capitol, even though we've been trying to go paperless for a few years, but I think this is a good idea just to maintain it on the website. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Elliott. Further comments on the do pass motion on Senate Bill 30? Further comments on the do pass motion, Representative McLaughlin.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just checking the vote. I think it went through the Senate committee unanimously, and the same on the Senate floor.
Good. Thank you for your comments, Mr. McLaughlin. For the comments of the committee on the do pass motion. Seeing none, at this time, the motion before you is for Senate Bill 30, do pass motion. All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Elliott.
Aye.
Ironcloud.
Aye.
Kopp.
Aye.
Lang.
Aye.
McLaughlin.
Aye.
Nordstrom.
Aye.
Russell.
Aye.
Shrim.
Aye.
Steele.
Aye.
Street.
Aye.
Verschiel.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
And Krebs.
Aye. Senate Bill 30 has been has a do pass motion going to the floor on a 13-0 vote. There is a motion for a consent calendar motion for
Second.
Representative Junkie, for seconded by Representative Verschio. At this time, the motion before you is to place Senate Bill 30 on the consent calendar. All those in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Senate Bill 30 goes on the consent calendar. Boy, we had a big day today. I appreciate your hard work and your long, attentive minds that hung with me in this full meeting that we had. So, Thursday we'll be taking up two bills as well. I can't remember the numbers on them, but we'll be taking up a couple on Thursday as well. Three. Senate Bill 18, 32, and 129. But 32 is actually going to get referred to the Appropriations Committee. So there's 18, 32, and 129. We'll take action on Thursday, the 26th. The chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
So movement for Representative Shrimp, seconded by Representative Junkie of adjournment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. House Transportation so adjourned.